I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
96.5 TIC, it's Christine and Salt on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Time for the lighter side of news. Salt, what say you?
Well, Christine, psychics work full-time at a Florida spiritualist camp.
A spiritualist camp?
Yeah, they are offering their attendees of the camp the chance to be healed.
Oh, okay.
In a variety of ways. They're offering the chance also to speak with the dead.
Is this a tiered system? Like the more you pay, the better your chances are of
getting
the help that you need?
No, this is actually just the largest full-time assemblage of mediums, psychics, and healers in the country.
Where?
It's down in Florida. And what they are trying to do is they have independent contractors, healers, psychics, and they just live in this camp. It's in Central Florida, and it's the 125-year-old Casadega Spiritualist Camp.
Oh, so this is a real thing. I thought you were going down the road of this was something happened, and none of them saw it coming.
No, this is like, you know, the old communes that you used to see. Like, you know, if you've ever been to Martha's Vineyard, you know, they have the old revivalist camp there. It's very similar
to that. Everyone wears red with brown beads. Yeah, I get it.
Kind of like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, but this is, you know, they're calling the religion spiritualism, and it just teaches the golden rule. Infinite intelligence.
And anyone can show up?
That's what they say. You know, of course, these people are going to, you know, they're going to charge you for it. But at the same time.
There's the catch.
Yeah, but think about it. If you got 50, you know, mediums living next door to each other, you're going to get a good rate because you're like, oh, I'll go to Becky around the block there.
You'll get a better deal.
Yeah, I could talk to Peepaw for, you know, $35.
Price line right there in person.
Exactly. So I told you the story about be careful what you wish for. A bride said to her maid of honor, her sister, she said, you know what? You can wear whatever you want. And this is a trend. A lot of times brides are now saying instead of wearing all the same dress, I know my wife did this. She just gave a color range to her bridesmaids and said, guys, find something that fits you, that you look good in this color range.
In your budget.
Exactly. And it's a nice thing. Well, the Nebraska bride.
Of course she's from Nebraska.
Her sister showed up in one of those inflatable T-Rex costumes last week.
I actually love this. Did her sister have a sense of humor about it, or was she ribbed?
I think she says that she had a sense of humor about it. Although it was a backyard wedding, so it does seem like she would kind of have, you know, a bit of a sense of humor.
Fit the genre.
The photo's been shared over 35,000 times.
This is the second time I've seen these inflatable T-Rex costumes, because you had the story of the parents who picked their kid off up the bus on the first day of school in the costumes.
These things are fantastic.
I need to. They're on Amazon for like $50.
Yeah, we gotta get a gaggle of them. All right, there's new vending machines every couple of years. There's a breakthrough in vending machine technology.
Down the hall, they were just talking about our vending machine, you know, because it has Apple Pay on it and stuff, and you can use your credit card. It's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, they changed the bottles and how it all comes out. Remember when you were a kid and you were always trying to jam your arm up there to steal a Coke?
Yes.
Well, now there's a new vending machine in New York's Rockefeller Center that offers folks options of getting anything from, you know, the usual sandwiches and cookies to a Brooks Brothers shirt, an engagement ring.
What?
All sorts of things. And a rep for the center said,
an enema.
Yeah, they said, the vending machines are here to serve people who may need something early morning or late night when the stores are closed.
You know what? I took a tour of Facebook out in Seattle, and they have vending machines like that in their offices. Anyone who's forgotten their headphones, they sell headphones in the vending machines.
Yeah.
They sell the external hard drives for laptops.
If you go to airports nowadays, Best Buy has a vending machine that sells you anything you want. It's crazy.
I mean, when you have cars that come in a vending machine, it's legit crazy.
Totally. And the engagement ring, it's a nice $800 engagement ring, so it's not too flashy.
Like medium price point.
We're going medium on that?
You're shopping in a pawn shop.
What would be low then?
Stolen.
And finally, this one comes from the entertainment side of things.
Hi.
Christine, a couple years ago, a book came out. It says, Go the Blank to Sleep.
Oh, yes. Samuel L. Jackson read from it.
He read the audio book portion of it. It was a huge smash success.
Yes.
My daughter has it. I've read it to her many times.
Do you say blank?
No. I'm an adult and I say words.
Because, you go full throttle on
yes,
that.
Yes, because much like that story Aaron Kupek had earlier, yeah. I am very, very impatient.
I would have never guessed.
So there's a sequel to the book that is coming out.
Go blank yourself.
And Larry David... is gonna voice it.
Oh no.
You know what it's called?
What?
Blank. Now there are two of you.
It salts life in a book.
It really is.
96.5 TIC.